Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Our mission is to make analytics practical. This is not about abstract theory, but to share true stories of how using analytics helps real-life businesses with real-life constraints make the best possible decisions to compete, grow, and thrive. I'm your host, A.G. Tan. Hello. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you and yours are healthy and well. Today, I have a special treat for you. Qubit has almost 60 expert consultants who specialize in all aspects of planning and analysis. We live across the United States from east to west and north to south, and we serve customers all over. In any given month, we'll be helping 40 or 50 different customers. Of these, there may be perhaps 10 larger projects at different stages. The others could be training engagements, health checks, smaller management consulting engagements, or even some support and staff augmentation. All this activity hides some really interesting stories that I would love for our team to share with you, but everyone is super busy, as you can imagine. Since it is so hard to schedule time to record a full podcast episode, I begged the team to record short 2 to 4 minute summaries of favorite recent projects for me in their own time, on their own phones. So here's your treat, 3 short stories. The first one is from Christine Shonan. Christine is an applied data scientist extraordinaire who loves applying her talents to complex real-world problems when not playing rugby or pursuing other adventures. Before we play her story, I just want to explain 2 acronyms she uses in case you aren't familiar with them. The first is ETL, which stands for Extract, Translate, and Load, and which refers to a software tool for moving data between and within software applications. The second is HR, which stands for the Human Resources Department in an organization. Here's Christine.
My name is Christine Shonan, and I am a master consultant. At Qubit, I specialize in integrating machine learning algorithms into planning models. In short, this means I push historical data through some code to provide accurate forecasts and sometimes even optimize decision making. Earlier this year, I completed a project with the HR department at a construction equipment rental company. Ultimately, they just wanted to know how many people they should have on staff. More precisely, they were aiming to centrally develop more accurate monthly headcount recommendations for their budget and monthly reforecasting. To do this, we expanded and automated a driver-based headcount model they had developed internally. An example driver would be the number of mechanic work orders, which impacts how many mechanics you need. We enrich recommendations by forecasting some of the drivers, like mechanic work orders. And we did this using historical trends, seasonality, and predictors like equipment mix and count at each branch. While the project had a few challenges, mainly data access because they were in the process of creating a new central data warehouse, I'm happy to say the project went very smoothly. Fortunately, we had a dedicated lead on their end that was eager to take ownership, and the project benefited greatly from her involvement. We also had a specialized data hub provision especially for us that supported all ETL and machine learning, and that always makes things easier. But while you could say it was a run-of-the-mill implementation, what I liked most about this project was that it was unique compared to other forecasting projects I've done. Historically, the statistical recommendation, which is whatever comes out of the machine learning algorithms, is the star of the show, be it monthly product demand, optimized pricing, product stocking recommendations, etc. The statistical outcomes here were simply feeds to a larger problem. How much staff do we need? Plus, it was inspiring to work with HR instead of a production-focused team, simply because it doesn't seem that many HR finance departments take full advantage of data science yet. So we sort of felt like trailblazers almost. I'm definitely looking forward to future phases with the team, especially when we take the results and mathematically optimize hiring plans.
Our next story is from Dan Vitris. Dan is a computer scientist turned planning and analytics consultant who seems to be able to figure out the thorniest financial modeling problems. That may be why clients love Dan, or perhaps it is because he knows everything there is to know in the entire history of television. Here's Dan's story.
My name is Dan Vitteris, and I'm a master consultant at Qubit. I specialize in implementations of planning analytics for financial planning, reporting, and analysis. I recently worked on a project for a large global insurance company. My team at Qubit was tasked with rebuilding a planning analytics model that had been built years ago in Singapore, the headquarters of the client's Asia-Pacific market. The client was having a lot of difficulties doing their consolidated global reporting. Every region had their own planning analytics model, which was implemented using different reporting and planning standards, thus making the consolidation process long and error-prone. Also, because the model was built without key global standards in mind, the model performed very slowly, and simple reports and calculations would take a long time to load. The project went very smoothly, as the team in Singapore was excited to have a model that would run faster and make their global submission process smoother. However, implementing change is never easy. There was some give and take that had to happen during the project. We wanted to make sure this new model met global standards, but we also didn't want to completely change the day-to-day work of the hundreds of users across the Asia-Pacific region. In some cases, we had to introduce new dimensions by which the users would plan by to make sure the planning and reporting would meet global standards. In other cases, we decided not to implement global standard dimensions and find a workaround solution, as the time cost for users was not worth the gain from standardization. Compromises like this were made, and we believe we have developed a solution that will provide accurate and efficient results for the global team while making the Asia-Pacific users more efficient. We have completed the development phase of the project and some initial testing with the core team, and we are excited to do wider testing with the end users across the region in the fall. I'd be lying if I didn't say traveling across the globe for a project with such a large client wasn't intimidating at first, but it was an incredible opportunity. Not only did I get to work with a great team and develop a solution to help a lot of people, I got to try amazing Singapore cuisine, see amazing sights, and visit countries that I never thought I would have the opportunity to visit.
Our third and final story in this episode is from Jim Miller. Jim combines years of experience with an unfathomable and unending thirst for knowledge. I have no idea where he finds the time because he is one of our busiest and most in-demand consultants, but he is also a successful published author of several books on data science and machine learning, all available on Amazon. In his story, Jim mentions PAFEE, which is an acronym for IBM Planning Analytics for Excel, which is a plugin for IBM Planning Analytics users to interact with data directly from Excel. Here's Jim.
My name is Jim Miller, and I am a master consultant at Qubit, where in my role, I get to leverage my 37 years of consulting experience to help design, develop, and provide hands-on leadership in all phases of analytics and advanced analytic projects. One recent project I was involved in was for a property management group who previously utilized Microsoft Excel as its primary reporting and analysis tool. Even though Excel has long been the favorite tool of finance and accounting professionals, Excel was never designed to be an enterprise data management tool, and as a result, the property management group's financial analysis team spent a considerable amount of time organizing, loading, editing, validating, and even looking for information instead of analyzing it. At this organization, over 21 properties are required to submit daily performance data to headquarters. At the individual properties, the performance data was being automatically extracted and emailed as an attachment to a secured Outlook account. So every day, someone at HQ had to manually log into that account, download each attachment, move the attachment to a centralized location, manipulate and reformat the data in the attachment, and then type and or copy and paste it into its various reports, and finally send each report to the respective recipients. Obviously, this was an error-prone and manually intensive process. Our new system utilizes an email attachment Microsoft Windows service that is running on a schedule to automatically connect to Outlook, locate and download the attachments, and then save them into a secured folder. Cognos Command Center was then implemented to periodically check for these files and securely FTP them to the IBM cloud. Once on the cloud, a scheduled Turbo Integrator process picks up the files, transforms the data into the correct format, and loads the data into Planning Analytics Cubes, where it is automatically consolidated for reporting. All of this happens in a lights-out automatic fashion. The final piece of the new solution utilizes Qubit's report work tool to automatically refresh, save, and email each Parfait report. One other interesting feature of the system is that with each reporting cycle, the properties automatically are ranked based upon specific key performance indicators. And in addition, the organization has the ability to dynamically rank and report on these properties by any selective measure. All this may seem straightforward now, but since the data is coming in as email attachments rather than commonly formatted files, as well as the fact that Planning Analytics is running in the IBM cloud, which is a very secured environment, and the data comes from a large number of external disparate sources, made this project a bit more challenging. How did the project end up? Very successful. The system is up and running, and especially during these historic uncertain times, there is now opportunity for the development of a holistic as well as individual property performance vision across the enterprise, including standardized but sufficiently flexible reports and dashboards.
Analytics is such a broad topic. Even when focusing on applications of analytics for planning and analysis, as we have heard today, it's not just about automation and sparing people manual effort, though that's very important too. The true value of analytics technology is in the quality of how time is spent. It's about making better data-driven decisions more quickly. It's about having time to work on building relationships inside and outside the business, about thinking about innovation and strategy, and even about closing deals instead of late nights messing around with spreadsheets to meet a deadline. I hope these three stories have opened a little window into what that can look like. Thank you, Christine, Dan, and Jim, for sharing. For more stories, visit us at qubit.com and click on the big case studies button. Thank you for tuning in to the Ask Qubit About Analytics podcast. Do stay in touch. You can email us at info@quebit.com or check out past episodes and transcripts at qubit.com/podcast. Until next time, take care.